You know what kind of caterpillar?
What?
The hungry caterpillar.
Why?
Because he was hungry.
What else?
What do you mean?
That's the sun. That's the sun.
What's that?
The moon.
In the light of the moon, a little cave lay a bushy.
Thank you.
On a leaf. What's this?
An egg.
Yes, that's the egg, but what's this?
A leaf.
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 What's that?
Sun.
What's that?
The caterpillar.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He started to look for some food.
His name is...
What's that?
Apple.
And what's that?
A pear.
All right, and what's that?
A fish.
What is it?
Orange.
No. It's a plum.
Plum.
How many plums are there?
Two.
Yeah. And what's that?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Okay. What's that?
Oranges. Some more strawberries.
Yeah, more strawberries. Oh, boy. What's that?
A cake. A sweet pickle.
What, that's your favorite, huh? Debbie loves pickles.
Oh, I do too.
What's that?
Cheese.
What's that?
Ribbon.
What is it?
Ribbon.
What is that?
Ham.
Ham? All right. What's that?
A lollipop. Pizza.
Pizza? What's that?
A stuff. Cake.
Cupcake. And what's that?
Lemon.
You know them all. What's that?
A caterpillar.
And what did the caterpillar do to all of these?
He put them out because he wanted to eat them.
Yeah.
He wanted to get bigger.
Yeah, but what did he do? He ate a hole?
Yeah.
See the holes? He ate a hole in all of them. And what's this again?
A leaf.
Did he eat part of the leaf? Yes, he did. See all the holes? Now, what was the caterpillar doing when he was eating all of this?
What?
He was getting what?
Pizza.
No, bigger.
Pizza. Not now.
No. Oh.
He got bigger.
Bigger. And he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big
caterpillar.
Fat caterpillar.
Yeah.
And what's this?
A pine cone.
No, not a pine cone. It's a cocoon.
Yeah.
What is it?
A cocoon. And a caterpillar eats it.
No, that's his house. Yes, he did eat it. He nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out.
Why?
And...
He turned into a butterfly.
He turned into a what?
A butterfly.
Look at me. A what?
A butterfly.
Butterfly. And that's the end of that book.
But what are these?
Those are just all things that the caterpillar ate through. See all the holes in them?
Why did he eat?
Because he was hungry. Why do you eat?
Look at this.
Why do you eat?
It's a rabbit. Tell me that.
Do you eat a lot?
Yeah.
Now, look at this new book. Oh, look at that. What's that? page. You know what the name of this is? What next, baby dear? What's that up there?
Mm-hmm.
And what are these?
That.
And what's that?
Mm-hmm.
And what's he looking out?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's looking out for what? What's this?
That.
What is it?
That.
No, what is this thing here?
A window.
That's right. Wanna read the words? Can I go to the moon, Aunt Baby Bear? No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you have to find a rocket first.
A rocket?
Yeah. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. Now, what's that here?
A clock.
A clock, yeah.
Oh, where is it?
It's under the stairs.
Under there?
Yeah. He found a space helmet that's a hat on a drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. What are these?
Space boots.
Yeah, what's that?
It's not raining.
No, it's not raining in this. He packed his teddy bear in some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. What's that in here?
The chimney.
See all the food he took? Whoosh! Out into the night. See? Going up the moon. What's that there? What's that?
A cat.
What's that?
An owl.
An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. See?
Out
the moon. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. Where's the airplane? Can you see the people on the plane? Where are they? That's right. On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon.
What happened?
You see this? That's the moon.
What's this?
That's his hat.
But
his helmet. It fell off his head.
Why?
Because he's going to fall down on the moon now. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. What's a picnic, Debbie?
Food.
Food? Yeah. Where do we have our picnic?
Outside.
Where?
Outside in the yard.
In the yard. He pronounces yard with an A. Well, he's in this box, his rocket. We better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. See the owls flying away?
What?
Because he's got to go home now to his house. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. See the holes? And the rain went through and on his head.
Why?
Because it's raining up in the sky. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and into the living room carpet with a bump. See, he fell?
Why? But what's this?
That's his rocket. It's a make-believe rocket, but it's a box. make-believe. Mrs. Beer came into the room. "How did you get so dirty?" she gasped as she took him into the bathroom. "You look like you've been up the chimney." "Where's the chimney?" "What's that?"
"Gotcha."
"Yeah?" "I have," said Baby Beer. "First, I found a rocket. Then I put on my space helmet. And then I flew to the moon." "Oh, my," said Mrs. Beer, laughing. "What will you think of next? Look at how dirty he is."
"Why? Why?"
"Because he went up the chimney."
"Why?"
"Because it's all dirty up there. Everything is why now. And that's not good." He's in his pajamas. He's yawning. Now who comes next?
Santa Claus.
No, not Santa Claus. Who comes and sprinkles sand in your eyes?
The Sandman.
That's right. That's the end.
Is this the Sandman?
That might be.
For the third book, do you have a book that you should like to hear?
The Tangles.
Who is this?
Charlie Angel.
Who?
Charlie Angel.
It's not Charlie, it's Angels. It's Hansel and Gretel.
Is it Gretel?
Yeah. That's Hansel and Gretel's daddy. What's he doing?
Making the food.
Chopping wood. See, that's an axe. That's the wood.
That's not a wood, that's a tree.
Well, a tree. Once upon a time, in a small cottage on the edge of the great forest, there lived a poor woodcutter and his family. His son was named Hansel. His youngest sister was named Gretel. The woodcutter's wife was his stepmother. She was a very mean and selfish woman.
But he's not a stepmother. She's a teacher.
No, she's not a teacher. She's the mother.
She's a teacher. She is a teacher.
All right, she could be a teacher.
She is a teacher.
Okay. An awful bad teacher?
But the other page says that's also a bad witch.
Well, the other page says she's a bad witch?
Uh-uh. The other one we have the riddle in the abbey.
Yeah.
The witch is in this house. And then he puts him in her in the oven.
Yes, she put her in the oven, the witch.
Why?
Because the witch was hungry. Who was she going to eat?
Her pajama.
Yeah.
Why is she going to eat her pajama?
Because she was hungry.
Why is she hungry?
Because she didn't have any food.
But that's not food.
I know it's not food. But she was a mean old witch and she ate little girls and boys. There's a witch in this book.
Not in here.
Yeah. No, not here. The witches are only make-believe.
But I like them.
You
turn
like,
the page.
You like who?
I like Kevin Wheeler. See, I told him this is the mama.
Yeah, that's the mama. Who's that?
And the other one is the teacher.
Well, the teacher. And who's this?
That's a yellow.
And what's this?
Squirrels.
Squirrels. Now, shall we read the book? All right. Hansel and Gretel heard the plan, and they were frightened. Hansel whispered to Gretel that he had a plan of his own.
Why?
Because the mama and the daddy were going to take them into the woods and leave them there.
Why?
Because they had no food to feed them. When it was dark, he went out quietly outside the cottage, filled his pockets with tiny white stones.
Oh.
The next day, off to the woods they all went. Hansel dropped a few stones every few steps. See? I thought it was breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
When they reached the place deep in the forest, the stepmother and their father left them to sleep by a fire. See what's that?
Fire.
What are they doing?
Painting.
But they didn't. Telling them that they would soon return, but they didn't come back. That night, when the moon rose, Hansel took Gretel by her hand and followed the tiny moonlit stones. They found their way back to the cottage. The stepmother was furious.
Why?
Because she didn't want Hansel and Gretel to come back. The next morning, they all went to the woods again. Hansel had no time to pick up small stones, but he had saved a crust of bread. So he dropped...
I look flowers.
Yeah, flowers. So he dropped crumbs all along the way to make a trail he could follow out of the forest. The wood...
Why is it so smart to go? Why are they going in the wind?
Because his mommy and daddy wanted to leave him there.
Why?
Because they had no food at home.
Why?
If you think it's why, listen to the story. The woodcutter and his wife again left the children. When darkness came, Hansel took Gretel by the hand. They looked and looked for a trail of breadcrumbs, but birds had eaten all the crumbs. Now they were indeed lost and alone. They wandered through the forest for 3 long days, sleeping curled up under trees at night. Then on the 4th day, they came upon a very welcome sight.
Is that the witch's house?
Yeah, that's the witch's house. It was a tiny cottage, and it was made of bread. The roof was made of cake, and the windows were sugar cane. Hansel and Gretel each ate and ate pieces of the cottage. Suddenly a voice came from within. Nibble, nibble like a mouse. Who's that nibbling at my house? Who is saying that? Then out of the cottage door came a little old woman. Who's that?
That's the bad witch.
Yeah? What's that?
The big cat.
Yeah? Fear not, children, said the old woman. Come in and dine and rest. Hansel and Gretel were very glad to do so. What are they doing in here?
Making.
Yeah? They were tired. As soon as the sun rose the next morning, the old lady woke them. She invited them out to see the stable. And before they knew what was happening, she threw Hansel inside and bolted the stable door. Ha ha, she cried. I'm really a witch, and I eat children. And I eat you first, young man, when you have been fattened a bit. You, young lady, she said to Gretel, will carry food and water to your brother until he is plump enough to make me a tasty meal. That means big and fat, big fat belly. Gretel was very frightened, especially a few days later when the old witch heated the oven to cook her and her dear brother. Test it, dear, he said the witch. I'm going to bake some bread. Put your head inside and see if the oven is warm enough. But Gretel was too smart for that. My head won't fit that little space, she said. What's that?
For oven.
Do I have an oven? You touch it when Mama puts it on? Why?
I'm going to get burned.
Yep, you're going to get burned. Oh, yes, it will, answered the witch. Look, it's even big enough for me. And she put her own head in. Suddenly, Gretel gave the witch a big push, and into the oven she went. Gretel slammed the oven door shut and ran to rescue her brother from the stable. Yes, she took the key with her.
Why?
unlocked the door. To let her brother out. Because he was in the stable. Hansel and Gretel left the old witch in the oven to cook. And when they found diamonds and emeralds and pearls under the bed, they filled their little pockets and ran away.
Look at them.
Necklace, yeah. And what's that?
A diamond.
Diamond? And what are all those?
Diamonds.
Soon they came to a place in the forest that looked familiar. Then they saw their own cottage. They rushed in and greeted their father. He was very glad to see them alive. Their stepmother had died since the children left. Excuse me.
Why did he die? Why did his mother die?
Because she went to heaven to live with God.
Why?
Because that's where you go when you die.
But why did she die? Why did she die?
Because everyone has to die.
But her Cinderella didn't die.
Yeah, she really did die. See, she's gone. She's not here in the pages anymore. No, that's the little girl, and that's the little boy, and that's the daddy.
What?
Cuts.
What are they doing?
What's all this?
Diamonds.
All right. Now, if you listen, you'll hear what they're going to do. Now with the riches from the diamonds and the emeralds and the pearls, they could all live happily, and they did, forever after.
And that's the end.
That's the end. Did you like that story?